This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. B'maytsoi Menucha. First day of Slichos. So here's the deal. We're going to do a short Iyun Shir, and then we'll try for 68A. Samach Chesam Aleph. This is a very interesting subject. I always interests me. The Shach in Yardea brings down the Shita of the Rekeach that Eishes Kohen Mu'uberes Mutaras Likanes Ba'alames. The wife of a Kohen that's pregnant, she's allowed to go to a Levaya. Now, I'll tell you where this is relevant. Aside from the wife of a Kohen going to a Levaya, can a wife of a Kohen give birth in a regular hospital? Because hospitals have morgues, and as soon as the kid is born, the kid is... So actually, that's more complicated than going to a Levaya. Why? Because go to a Levaya, the child is in his mother's womb, so maybe the child's protected in his mother's womb, but if the child is born in a hospital, then as soon as he's born, he's exposed to Tumah. So actually, in Eretz Yisrael, the many poskim say that an Eishes Kohen has to give birth in Sharei Tzedek and maybe not Hadassah, you know. I believe that was once upon a time the halacha. I don't know if there may be new precautions today, but this is not as problematic because the child is in its mother's womb. We once spoke about this many years ago on Parsha Shoftim regarding ultrasound. Does an Eishes Kohen have to take an ultrasound? Because if you know it's a girl, she could give birth anywhere. Okay, but in Yonenu, the Rekach says, an Eishes Kohen, that's Muberes, is allowed to enter the Oyel HaMeis, the Sfek Sveikahu. Sfek Sveika. Shema Nekeva. Maybe the kid will be a Nekeva. Oy Shemahu Nefel. And even if it will be a Zachar, maybe it will be a miscarriage. So you hear this Sfek Sveika? In other words, the Eishes Kohen could go to the cemetery. Why? Because maybe the child will be a girl, and even if the child's a boy, maybe the child won't be viable. That's the Psak of the Rekeach, Sfek Sveika. Okay? And the Shach asks on the Rekeach, V'tzarachion, D'balavachi Mutter. Forget about Sfek Sveika, it should be Mutter. Why? The tahara balua eino matama. Something which is tahar, that is absorbed, does not contract tumah. K'deisa mishnah hei, perakzayin da'olos, v'chulim perak dalin. V'chein pasuk haram, sa'ifichos tumas ameis, t'loi k'rabi akiva, v'chein das harayvin. V'tzarachion godol, v'tzarachion. The shach's kasha on the roikeach is, forget the sfekseika, the kid is in his mother's womb, and therefore he cannot contract tumah anyway. Okay. So where does that come to Yevamis Daf Samach Zayin? This is the Kasha of Rabbi Chanan. And by the way, this is not only the Kasha of the Shach, that it's Tumah Blua, but the Magen Avram also asks this Kasha, it's Tumah Blua. However, there's a bigger Kasha. You ready for this Kasha? Didn't we learn in Yevamis that if a Ubar is b'mei Eishes Yisrael, he's a Zar. Isn't there such a Shita that Bas Yisrael, Ben Yisraelis, Ben Yisraelis, someone who's put in the womb, in the Rechem of a Zara is a Zar. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, no, this is not, the Gemara says that the child in the womb of the Zara is a Zar. So if it's a Eishes Kohen, and she's a Yisraelis, so then the child is in the womb of a Zara, it's a Zar. Ubar b'mei Zara Zarhu. That's the Kasha. It's good Kasha, no? So Rabbi Chana basically gives a number of answers. I think he gives three answers. Answer number one, V'shamati mikvod Rav HaGadol Rav Zalman Lifshitz mibrisk. First he brings the answer of Rav Zalman of Brisk, Lataris dekivan she'im yitama b'yoyse ubar yishar b'tumasoy gam la'achar she'yivaled Diya kain v'asa ligrim she kain tame gam la'acharzman. He said, "Ein nechanami, right now it's Yisrael." And it's a czar. But eventually he'll be a kayin. So eventually he'll be a kayin. You're causing him to become tame later. In other words, right now, you're right. Right now she could go in. But if he develops into a kayin, he will retain the tumah. So it's a problem to go and become tame and put this future to be kayin in a state where he'll retain the tumah. You hear the answer? In other words, right now, Enechanami, he's the Yisrael, but he's the Yisrael, he's a budding Kayin. He's an aspiring Kayin. If he turns into a Kayin, then you put him in a situation where he will become Tame for a scenario where later he'll be a Tame. Va'asa ligam she Kayin Tame gam achazman vim kenim advarim. Nidcha terutze hanal. According to that, the what Rabbi Chanan said earlier is not correct, but we didn't read what he said earlier. Or Rabbi Chanan says in a second answer, Kamakam Efsher, Dahad de Itzachata. He said it very simple. You know why? The Roikeach had to say it's because of Svek Sveika, and he didn't say because Ubar Bemei Zara Zarhu. It's like the Gemara says, for a situation where the mother is a Kohenes. Right? Because a situation where the mother is a Kohenes, then the Ubar is not a Zar, the Ubar would be a Kohen. So the Roikeach gave a much better answer. The answer of the Roikeach is for a scenario where the mother was a Kohenes. Okay? That's the second answer, Rabbi Chanan. And the third answer, Rabbi Chanan, is a very creative answer, is that there's a machloikus in Shas, whether Ubar Yerach Imoy or not. There's a machloikus whether a child, a embryo, is considered the leg of the mother or not the leg of the mother. Is the child considered a piece of the mother or not the piece of the mother? Maybe this whole din of Ubar B'mei Zar Zar is, according to the Manda Amar, Ubar Yarachimai. But according to the Manda Amar, Ubar Lav Yarachimai, then we would never say this argument that Ubar B'mei Zara is a Zar, and therefore he would for sure be a Kayin, because he's not Yarachimai, and then we need to come on to the Rekech's Kula of Svek Sveika, maybe it will be a Nekeva, and even if it's a Zachar, maybe it will be a Nefa. So these are three answers of Rabbi Chanan. Answer number one, again, the Kasha is Rekeach says that a Eishes Kayin can go into a Beis HaKvarois if she's pregnant because of Svek Sveika, maybe it'll be a girl, and even if it's a boy, maybe it'll be a Nefel. And the Achroinim ask, why do you need that? Why don't we just say Ubar B'mei Zara Zarhu? And so answer number one is Enechanami, but you can't become Tamei if he will remain in a state of Tuma later. Answer number two is we need the Svara of Svek Sveika for the case where the mother is a Kohenes. And answer number three is that the Svara of Ubar Mei Zara Zarhu is only if Ubar Yerach Imai. And Ubar is a piece of the mother. If an Ubar is Lav Yerach Imai, then that Svara does not hold true. Okay, that's what we got today on Daf Samach Zayin. And if you want to stick around, we're going to try for a Samach Ches Amud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.